Hello, this is Kenya.
Hey, Kenya, this is Charlie over here at Local Splash. How you been?
I've been okay. And yourself?
I've been doing good. Thank you for asking. Happy New Year. I think the last time we talked was in December, right?
Yeah, it was like around that time. Yeah, you follow up with me for the page. And I have my husband here.
Okay.
His name is Anthony. So can you refresh kind of like what you offer, what is it about, the cost and all of that, because I don't remember exactly like the details.
Hi.
Yeah, good.
Hi, Charlie.
Hey, how you doing, Anthony? I think we spoke last time too.
Yeah.
Hey, do me a favor. Can you forward me your the paperwork right now to read it while we're talking to my email?
Yeah, absolutely. Is it the, farmer's agent one?
No, send it to I.
Let me pull it up here for you. Okay.
N as in Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
T as in Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Lending
mm-hmm.
at Gmail.
@gmail.com. Perfect. All right, let me see here. Let me just go through the notes here. And it's Anthony, correct?
Correct.
All right. Just make sure I have the correct package we talked about last time. Perfect. Yep. Okay. That should be on its way over. You should receive it in your inbox. It's going to come from C. Mullenkamp. That's my last name. C is for my first name. @localsplash.com. Let me know when you get it.
Okay.
No,
a refreshing page.
Yeah, it just sent, so it's over the airwaves right now.
Okay.
Got it.
You got it? Perfect,
mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay. So that's what we talked about last time. I have it pulled up for you as well here. So that's the full breakdown. The pricing is the first thing that pops out. It's going to be the $249 month to month. That's what we talked about last time. That's just set at a flat rate. Okay. So you're not paying like a per lead, per call, anything like that. There is a one-time fee for setup for our company. It is $99. You do have the first page search results with Google and Bing. So anytime somebody searches any of the services you provide, they would be able to find you on that first page and just contact you guys directly. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Exclusive local listings. We do, like it says right here, one business per category per service area. So we don't work with a lot of, I know last time your niche is kind of, you guys have two different niches, but when we talked about Kenya for you, we talked about like the life insurance agent deal. So
I think right now it would be more for commercial targeting certain businesses.
Okay, that's fine. We do the Facebook ad campaigns for there as well. So how that works, a lot of people think we just do like a mass blast with just your guys' business. That's not the case. It's pinpoint to people that have already searched the services you provide on Google. So it's a retargeting campaign there. We can target specific cities and zip codes up to a 50-mile radius. Once you start going out to farther than a 50-mile radius on Facebook, when you're trying to do ads like that, they don't tend to work very well. So we like to keep it no farther than the 50 miles on there. Everything is going to be mobile friendly platforms. Okay. So you can be able to search from your iPhones, Androids, tablets, stuff like that. You got directory, popular directory submissions on there as well. Just to name a few, Yahoo, Bing, Apple, Yelp. Okay. So you have those. And then you have a tracking system, which that's what we would build out for you guys, which is super cool. The tracking system is going to show you how well your Google Business profile is performing. So you'll be able to see what you're listed for, how you're ranking, how many clicks you're getting through Google. You'll also be able to see how well your Facebook retargeting is basically producing as well. So you'll be able to track those metrics. You do have a login page. We don't just like send you like a spreadsheet. You'll be able to log in there and you can check week to week, month to month, however you guys like to do it as well. And that's the platinum package that, we provide for you guys at that point. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Is this going to be for the insurance deal or is this going to be for the other
insurance?
Insurance. Okay. Okay. You guys have any questions on how the service works?
No, I get it. And the question I have regarding back to the direct access to Google, the marketing to certain businesses.
Okay.
It says exclusive local listing, one business per category per service area. That, could you explain a little bit more on that?
Yeah, so we're not going to be working with any of your competitors who's doing what you're doing.
For example, State Farm or one of them?
Yeah, so like we wouldn't be able to take on another State Farm agent because there's probably thousands and thousands of State Farm agents in California. So what we would do is in your area, so what we do is we base it out into like a 50-mile area. We would not be able to work with any other State Farm agent if they were to say, hey, can we get listed with you guys as long as you guys have the service with us?
Farmers. I thought Farmers were farmers. So you wouldn't be able to.
Farmers, yeah, I'm sorry. Right. Okay. Well, anybody. State Farm, Farmers, Allstate, we're working with you to get the results. So there's only a handful of spots. On Google, we can't work with everybody to say, hey, we can get you on the first page of Google. So what we do is we close out the listing, and at that point, we're just focused on your guys' result at that point.
Okay.
But I was going to say, do you think commercial or homeowner policy? Because
we can target both.
You can target both? Okay, yeah, because right now there's a lot of dilemma changes with homeowner policies.
Okay.
State Farmers is one of the few companies that we're still doing homeowner insurance in California.
So
I feel that some people are getting cancellation letters from their, State Farm, for example, are going to cancel homes. Some people, they can't get insurance because a lot of companies are not doing insurance in California. And then on the other side, we want commercial because it's something that Farmers requires now for us to do commercial. Mm-hmm. So if you can put both, but I'm sure that maybe people will search more for home insurance.
Yeah, so you're up to 15 to 20 key phrases. So we can target commercial and you can target residential as well. So there's no limit to you on that. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. So then we can do all the lines then. Because
awesome.
Life, home, okay.
Okay, and then lead generation, you said you keep track of this? And we get access to a website, right?
If you guys need a website, I know last time we talked about it, I can have that available for you guys. I know we've talked multiple times about this stuff, so I can throw that in for you guys. I know that you guys have to follow guidelines, though, with Farmers on how you build your website, correct?
Well, Farmers has their own Salesforce. Okay. They use Salesforce for their, what do you call it?
Their website?
No, for their lead generation. Yeah, lead generation. But she doesn't have an actual website.
Okay.
So it would probably be like a landing page, and then it would click over to Farmers to get a quote.
Okay, that's not a problem. Yeah, I can have my tech team do that, and they'll ask you, like, hey, do you guys have any pictures you would like to put on there, or, you know, colors and stuff like that. They're just going to want to make sure that it's what you guys want. Before they do publish it, they will send it over to you to revise to make sure that it's okay. If it's not and you want some changes, you could just simply let them know, hey, can we make this change or can we make that? Can we add a page or whatever the case may be? And then they would do that and then send it back just to make sure. Okay.
Okay. All right. All right. And then this is this would go up by when?
So you guys don't have a Google Business profile yet. Am I correct? Or do you?
Let me check really quick. I have Google Business. Did I open one for her?
I think you did.
Let's see. Where? Here we go. Google has more from Google. Yeah.
I mean, if you go to Google itself.
I'm in Google, but I'm clicking on the little nine little squares to find business, and I can't find it. Is it my ad center? No, it would be business, right?
It would be business, yeah. So ads is something definitely. That's going to be something totally different. That's going to be like a pay per click type deal.
Yeah, you don't see business?
No.
Maybe I haven't downloaded. Okay, what would be the URL to go there? Google Business?
Typically, you would be able to just find it right there by your icon. Like, it would just be able to give you.
Yeah, because my icon for INT Lending.
Like, it would be able to say, like, it would just bring up your account right then and there. Now let me ask you, did you guys submit anything out to Google where they gave you PIN verification and you guys had to do all that stuff or no?
I believe I did back. Yeah, I did do it because they said we're still under, I think Google never updated our address.
You can try to like log in or
you can maybe can you search it? You can just search your company
on Google.
Yeah, you could just search your company on Google, and if it pops up, it'll be able to take you there as well.
Let's see.
But I don't know what you put it under for that. I mean,
we created like a domain though? Que era Kenya Castañeda.
Let's see, let me just put Farmers Insurance.
The domain is going to be an actual website there.
Because I paid for that, but I don't really know how those things
work. Yeah. So the domain is just going to be like a website. Like it's going to be like a www. And then let's say it's going to be kenyaslifeinsurance.com. That's going to be an actual website. I don't see that you guys physically have one yet, a Google Business profile.
No. So you will create that?
Yes. So that's why I asked, like, the time frame for it, because it's not like it's a flip of a switch and your guys are going to be on the first page. What's going to happen is Google's going to send you out a PIN verification. We will basically represent you as one of our clients. They're going to send that out to you. Once they send the PIN verification to you guys, we're going to need that so that way we can verify your Google Business profile. That's just telling Google that you're a legitimate company and a legitimate person. You're not like a robot with a P.O. box trying to just get business there. After you do that, we are going to start with 100 hours of programming, so that way we can start populating you guys to the first page. So to get you to the first page of Google for all the services you guys provide is going to take 30 to 45 days. That's the longest it'll take. Now, I've seen it done faster, but that's why we do those retargeting campaigns through Facebook, because we get those up and running within 7 to 14 days, and we can get that in front of your customers a lot quicker than waiting for Google's verifications at that point, okay?
Okay.
Now, we do directory submissions as well, like you state, you have that there. That's going to be done within 5 to 7 days. That'll be all up and running for you. And then your tracking system will be up and running within 3 to 5 days. We are going to have an onboarding call with you guys and my tech team. They say 1 to 3 days, but I like to push for 24 hours because you guys, you know, time isn't on your side and we want to get this ball rolling quickly. So the faster we do that onboarding call, the faster we can send everything out to Google, because we are going to just verify and make sure everything's correct, because we don't want any hiccups for them to be like, hey, this is wrong. We want to make sure it's a smooth sailing for you guys as well, okay? That's the breakdown of the whole process from start to finish, or from finish to start.
Okay, so that's okay. And Charlie, is there any way that we can void the $99? I don't remember that last time we spoke, the fee for the setup.
Yeah, so we had that voided last time because we were in December and we were doing the holiday specials. So we don't have any holiday specials because we're in April, so we can't void the
$99. We have the Easter special.
You do got the Easter special. We didn't run that.
Yeah, it's better than the holiday.
And then it's a referral, because remember that one, well, actually one of my clients referred me with you guys. His name is Jorge Medina.
That's right. You gave me the referral, right? Let me put it in here. Let me do that here. That actually might reduce that because it's a referral. Give me a sec. Let me see it. Let me see something really quickly. Let me see what I can do.
Your grab cool colors. What is it now?
Do you want to
for a teacher discount?
Okay. And then what's the name of the company that referred you? Do you know his company? Or
his name is Jorge Medina, and it's landscaping.
Oh,
okay. Jorge Medina landscape. I forgot the name.
No worries.
I can.
I'm gonna see what we can do for him as well.
No, it's a different name. I can't remember.
Okay. Jorge Medina. I'll be able to find him in the system here. Don't worry.
Maybe the medical. He kind of had like a.
Okay.
He didn't have like Medina. Medina. Name of the business is like a name, right?
So when I put his name in here, his business did pop up, so that's good. I just put in here like the referral credits. It did dock that as well, so it does bring it back down to the 249. So I'm glad you told me that, because now we can be able to keep that there. So your original price will be just a flat rate for the 249, and then it will be month to month just 249. That price never fluctuates on you guys ever. You guys don't pay per lead, per call, or anything like that, okay?
Nice, okay.
Okay. Now, question here. So for the personal information, I do have your name on here, Kenya, your first, last name, and email. Is that how we're keeping that, or are we putting Anthony's name on there?
No, just mine.
Okay.
I don't like to be on anything.
Okay. Okay. And then the business is going to be life insurance. For the business address, it's still
the business is going to be for insurance services.
Insurance services. Okay, give me a sec. All Okay. And the address is still the 3 Point Drive, Brea, California?
Yeah, Suite 205.
Okay. Okay. And then the zip code is the 92821, correct?
Right.
Okay. Phone number for your customers to contact you at, is it the 562-551-1709?
No.
Okay, what's the better number for you?
It's 562-650-9536.
Okay, perfect. The number that I mentioned to you, is that a number that we can get a hold of you at? Is that okay?
The 551 is not the office number. That is my wife's number.
That's her personal number. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. That's where my tech team is going to call you at for the onboarding call when we do that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Let me just make sure I have everything correct for you here.
Can they text instead of call?
Yeah, I can say preferred text messages. For the onboarding call, they're going to do – it's a call, so they are going to call you because it's going to be just like a set time and schedule. Like I said, they're going to verify. But for updates and stuff like that, I'll have them text for sure.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. Awesome. So let me do this. And that – deducts the 99, which is good for you guys. Okay. And then you guys want the website, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see here. Website. Okay. Put that in here. Okay, perfect. I got that for you. All right, so then now my tech team knows for the website as well. And then how would you guys like to secure the listing here with us? Are you guys going to put that on a business credit card? Are you guys going to put it on a debit card?
Business credit card.
Business credit card. And on the business credit card, what does the name read on it?
It's Kenya Castañeda.
Okay. Is there a middle initial at all or no?
Let me check. I think yes. There's V as in Victor.
V as in Victor?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the billing address to that card, is it the same one as the 3 Point Drive or is it a different address?
It's the same. It's the same as the business.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And 92821. And then the method of the card itself, is it a Master, Visa, Discover, American Express?
It's an American Express.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
Okay, it's 37 79 78 75 91 31 008.
Okay. And then the expiration date?
It is 6/26.
Okay. And then the 4-digit code?
It is 6683.
Okay. Now, before I do make any transactions here, there's going to be two things I'm going to walk you through. One is going to be a security question. So I have a question. Do you want me to put you, Anthony, as an authorized caller on here as well, if you ever want to call in? Okay, so I'll do that. Okay, and then here, we never share, sell any of your information, and I mean, like, not even your name. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up a security question for you. what this does is it protects you. It also protects us. We're always going to ask you this, even if, Anthony, you call in, we're going to ask this security question to verify we're talking to one of you. That way, we always know we're talking to you, and you always know we're talking. You're talking to us, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I got three questions. You guys can have one of them. You can have your mother's maiden name, you can have the city you were born in, or you can have your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
The first one, the mother's maiden name. It's going to be mine.
Cousin?
Say it, mom, maiden name.
I'm going to forget. I think that would have been easy.
You want to do mother's maiden name?
What was the last one?
No, where were you born in?
So it would be mother's maiden name. You can do the city you were born in, or you can do your first pet's name.
Okay, pet's name.
Pet's name it is. And what's the pet's name?
Coda. K-O-D-A.
Coda. Okay. Was Coda a dog?
Yes.
Okay.
A very big dog.
Awesome. Oh, what kind of dog was she? Or he?
A Roddy.
Oh, really? Okay. Beautiful dogs. I currently have a... not a German Shepherd. I have a Doberman, a pincher. So she's big dog as well. Yeah. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you guys a voice verification. Like I said, this is going to be an added protection for you guys. This is going to be sent to you guys in writing as well with your invoice. It's going to have the outline agreement on here, but also, too, it's going to have that pricing. So you'll never pay the higher price if you go to Local Flash's website. Something like this usually costs $5.99 a month. We will never call you and ask you for more money for this service itself, okay? And that's going to be in the service agreement here as well, all right?
Okay.
Okay, so if you have any questions, you could ask me, but here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your company.
Farmers Insurance.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Kenya Castañeda, owner.
Awesome. And then you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the company, correct?
Correct.
Awesome. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Kenya, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's going to be your first pet's name, Coda, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So if you ever get a call, somebody saying, hey, we're Local Splash, we want more money, and you say, well, what's my security question, and they can't ask or answer, you hang the phone up and you call our customer service line and you let us know so we can do like an investigation on that, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. And that's why that protects you there. So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. I know you want to be have text messages, so I will let them know on that as well. For the customer service number, I have that here. Do you want to write it down, or do you want me to just email it to you?
You can email it to me.
Okay, perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. So your payment for initial term and account setup, which we were able to waive that account setup with the referral bonus, will be charged today, which is April 4th, in the non-refundable amount of the $249. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 4th in the amount of just $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225, and that's the number I'm going to email to you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so now I can stop sounding like a robot. What is a good... Sorry about that. I just like to be really thorough in that process there. What is a good time for my tech team to reach out to you tomorrow?
Tomorrow, what time? What is it that you're going to need just to make sure maybe if I'm going to need my husband there or not?
So it's just going to be the onboarding call. They're going to verify everything is correct, and then they are going to ask you, like, hey, what are the services that you want to be found for?
Okay.
So key phrases, right, 15 to 20 key phrases you have up to. And then they're just going to send that out. They are going to ask you to add us as a partner with Manager through Facebook. So that's just telling Facebook that we're helping you with the retargeting campaigns. We are not going to be asking you for, like, your login credentials. You're just going to add us on basically working for you, right? And that's how that works. And that's all it is.
And they're going to and they will guide me how to do that, right?
Yes, they will give you step-by-steps. Also, too, they're going to give you your login credentials for the tracking system that we have for you for your dashboard, and then they'll show you where you're going to be able to look at everything from that point on as well.
Okay, got it. All right. Okay, sounds good. So tomorrow I'll be available around how long it will take just so I can manage my time?
Yeah, so it should take around 30 to 45 minutes, depending if you have a lot of questions.
Okay. All right. So let's do 1:30 p.m. 1:30 p.m. will work for me.
Okay. So they're going to do it at the top of the hour. 12 to 1 is when they, yeah, 1 is okay for you?
1 is okay, yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to set that up here for you. Okay, and then you should have received a text message. Okay, it says, Kenya, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. There's a link there. That link is just our terms and agreements link. That's the service agreement that I read off to you of what we'll be doing. There's going to be 2 checkboxes there. Check the one that says SMS because that is where we could just send you text messages on updates. The other one's just saying if you're the card authorization holder, which is yes, so you'll check that. And then you're just going to sign your name first and last. I think it might have your middle initial in there, honestly. It says above. Once you do that, it's going to go to a login page with a username and password. Let me know when you're there, okay?
I'm there.
Oh, okay, you're fast. That's going to be where you're going to do the dashboard. So my tech team is going to give you those login credentials tomorrow when they do your onboarding call. They're going to build it out for you, and then they'll give that to you so that way they can walk you through that process as well, okay?
Okay, so that will be tomorrow. Okay.
Yes, you'll get those credentials tomorrow. I'm going to send over to you into your farmersagents.com email. I'm going to send you a Google Calendar. That's going to be for tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's just kind of letting you know that you have that availability there. So that way I heard it.
Oh, yeah.
It just came through.
Yes, I got it. Okay.
Cool. So when you say yes, it probably is just going to go straight to your calendar. It's going to give you a notification. You'll get an hour notification before as well from us. That's just saying, hey, we have our meeting at 1. We'll be contacting you then.
Got it. Okay. I see it here.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. And, so since I pay today, doesn't matter. It will start today no matter what, even though you guys are not doing. I mean, the setup is going to take, you said, probably like, when will the page will be active?
The page will actually be active after you get your verification through Google. So we are working on everything here, on building everything out. Okay. But for the page to start showing on the first page of Google, that's going to be within 30 to 45 days. Now, everything is starting today because I'm going to start working on your account here, getting everything over to my tech team. And then once they call you, they're going to have suggestions on key phrases. If you want to add to that, that's cool. But we're going to do our homework here before we do have that onboarding call. So we come to the table with a game plan instead of just saying, hey, Kenya, what would you like to do here? We're going to give you some suggestions. And then after that, that's when we start going into submitting everything out to Google, building out your Facebook ads, submitting everything to the directory submissions. And then we do the 100 hours of programming for your Google business profile itself, okay?
Okay. So it takes a while then, huh?
It is. And I will say, if I had a Google, like, switch here, it would make my life a lot easier, I will say. But it does take,
so
it is a process.
Up and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a process. So they do that to ensure that you are an accurate business in the local area. And like I said, and you're not some robot with a P.O. box that lives in another state trying to get clients in that area. They want to keep it for the locals.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Okay, perfect. So I have everything here. Do you have any more questions for me?
No, that's it. I think that's pretty much it.
Awesome.
Okay.
I'm going to... That email you have on there has my extension on the bottom. If you guys ever need to get a hold of me, you guys can call me. But if you do, you'll get a call from my tech team, and then that's who's going to be, like, the programming where you'll talk to about, like, ideas, brainstorming, services, areas, everything like that, okay?
Okay. All right. Okay. So I did got a message with the password and all of that. So.
Oh, perfect. There you go. They already are. They're on it. Cool. You can log in if you want. There's just not going to be anything there yet.
Oh, okay. Then so I'll just wait. Okay. All right. Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Charlie. Thank you for your patience and thank you for following up. That's what they said, right? When you follow up and follow up and follow up.
Yeah.
Is when you get the customer.
Yeah, it shows persistence, right?
Yes, persistence, yeah.
Awesome. Right. Well, I'm glad you're with us. I'm going to have my tech team reach out to you guys tomorrow, and then we'll be ready to rock and roll with you guys. Okay, Kenya?
Okay, all right. Thank you.
All right,
have
you guys
have
a great
Bye-bye.
Evening. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.